Joachim Pressler, Heaven is on My Side, this Thursday evening at 9 o'clock on Vaughan Radio.
Si no agarras el tema del inglés ahora, con decisión y firmeza, no llegarás a saberlo nunca. Siempre tendrás un nivel medio. Infórmate, grupobaugam.com. Estás escuchando Baugam Radio.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio. Welcome once again to The Salad. Oh, welcome to The Salad. Thanks for listening today. I really have a lot of things that I would like to say. It's a fun, informative radio show featuring lots of things you really want to know. So it's... yeah, it's time to get on with the show. Woo-hoo! Yeah, it's time to get on with the show. Yeah, it's time to get on with the show. So let's go. Yes, it's salad time. Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to The Salad. That's right. So, first of all, let us begin with our customary conundrum, the part of the program. Well, one of the parts of the program, well, the first test, you can say. The first part of the program where I put you to the test. That's right. So, it's a little test example for you. And if you were listening yesterday, you should know the answer to this, so I'm following up. Okay, that's right. So... this is our conundrum. You have to fill in the gap. We need to sort blank that problem with the supplier. What'd you think, salad listeners? We need to sort blank that problem with the supplier. What could it be? There's a blank there. A phrasal verb, sort plus. What could it be? Well, stay tuned. We shall reveal the answer at the end of the program. I've posted this on our Vaughan Radio app. If you have the app, you can see it now. Now then, what's on the program today? Well, of course, we have salad news bits, news from around the world. And what else do we have for you today? Well, we also have What a Mistake. We shall be looking at a classic today. I mean, there are quite a lot of classic mistakes, but this is a classic that I hear people making quite a lot. Okay, and it's important. So we'll take a classic mistake made by non-native speakers, practice with it, so we eradicate it forever. What a mistake. Okay, that's what's on the show. So right now it's time for Salad News Bits. Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Now, are you ready for a headline? Here it comes. Denmark to tag wild wolves after shooting row. So to tag, etiquetar, you say. So tag is an etiqueta. So you can, yeah, so you can tag someone or something, but you also tag a wild animal so you can, you know, find out where it's going. You can track the animal. Rastrear, to track. So Denmark is to tag wild wolves, lobos. Ow! That's right. After a shooting row. Now, a row, R-O-W, normally, you know, if you've had an incident and people are shouting and arguing, you know, that's a row. You know, so we could say, una discusión, maybe you could say, una pelea, a row. But let's find out more about this. Let's go over live to Denmark, where Simon Hallow, our European correspondent, is waiting for us. Let's get the lowdown on this news item over to Denmark. Simon, can you hear us? Are you okay?
Yes, that's right, Dave. I'm actually fine, don't worry. Yes, yes, I'm here in Denmark, in the wilds of Denmark. Imagine the Denmark or the Danish countryside. Denmark is to tag its first wild wolf pack in 200 years with GPS trackers in order to keep tabs on the wolves and protect them from hunters.
So Denmark is to tag. Now, tag is etiqueta. Etiquetar. To tag its first wild wolf pack in 200 years with GPS trackers. GPS, GPS. In order to keep tabs, or to track, if you like, or to know, or keep tabs on the wolves and protect them from hunters. That's right, cazadores, hunters. Please tell us more.
Right, the government has given Aarhus University permission to tag 10 wolves in a catch-and-release scheme, as it's not clear whether some have crossed into Germany.
I see. Okay, so some of the wolves may have crossed into Germany, so they're tagging 10 wolves in a catch-and-release scheme. I see.
Now, what else can I tell you? Yes, so, as I was saying, yes, some may be crossing into Germany. Now, Danes thought their last wolves had died out in the early 19th century until one was spotted in Jutland 6 years ago. The female later mated, and Denmark announced last year that it now has a fully fledged pack. Now, Copenhagen University's wolf program, which is set up to monitor the pack, believes the first pair moved to Denmark from the forests of eastern Germany.
So that's great. So Denmark thought that their last wolf pack had died out in the early 19th century, but that's not true because obviously they can cross borders without a passport, of course. So now they have, yeah, a live wolf pack.
But the reasons for the tagging are not purely scientific. I spoke to one of my contacts here who acknowledged that farmers in Jutland are concerned that the wolves are varying their standard diet of deer with the occasional sheep. Okay, so the arrival of wolves in Denmark has prompted considerable public concern, and I understand that. You know, he said, or one of the, you know, one of my contacts said, adding that tagging will help scientists learn more about the wolves and hopefully make Danes feel safer. So this comes after, remember, the public was filmed shooting a wolf dead in May in a case that caused national outrage.
Indignación. So, of course, farmers are worried that, yeah, that the wolves might, instead of being eating deer, ciervos, which is their staple diet, they might be getting the odd sheep. That's right. Oveja, sheep. So it's understandable that, you know, that they're a little bit worried. So they're tracking them to find out more. So people know that they're not a danger. They're not, under threat. But someone has seen or videoed shooting a wolf, which has caused nationwide outrage, indignación.
Yes, that's right. So, one of my contacts at the Aarhus University told me that tagging will help scientists spot any signs of rogue behavior among the wolves. He also assured the public that malicious hunters will not be able to use the program to track the animals down, as details of the wolves' movements will only be made public after a one-month delay. So that's right. So very interesting. So Denmark to tag wild wolves after a shooting row. So there has its own wolf pack now after, 200 years. So from Denmark, back to the studio, Dave.
Thank you very much, Simon Hallow. Yes, so wolves, they're back, as they are in many countries as well. And, there are programs to reintroduce wolves into the wild, which I believe has been the case also in Spain, with some farmers being concerned. So it's a good idea to track them down, because wolves are wild and wonderful. So you heard it here on Salad News Bits. Now then, salad listeners, yes, what a mistake! So, as I said at the start of the program, this is the part of the program where we look at a classic mistake made by non-native speakers. We create it, we look at through examples, we practice with it, so we don't make it again. Now then, what's our classic mistake today? Well, I mean, if you're a regular listener to The Salad or Vaughan Radio, I'm sure you know this has been, it's a review, really. But these classic mistakes need to be reviewed many times, so we get out of the habit, out of the bad habits of using them. So what's our terrible, horrible mistake today? Well, it is, I'm thinking to go. That's right, salad listeners. Oh, does that sound good? I'm thinking to go. What would you say? I'm planning to go. That's right. I'm planning to go, salad listeners. So, first of all, let's clarify something. There are a couple of options here. You could say, I'm thinking about going. That's right. So, pensar en hacer algo is thinking about doing something. That's right. So, pensando en ir, I'm thinking about going. Or pensar hacer algo is planning to do something. Okay. So, planning. Now, I would normally use it in the gerund. Pienso ir. Okay. It would be, I'm planning to go. Okay. Rather than, I plan to go. I mean, you could say that, but it's much more natural in English to use the present continuous, the gerund. I'm planning to go. So, what you can't say is, I'm thinking to go. You say, I'm thinking about going. So, pensando en ir. So, as definitive is, I'm planning to go. Pienso ir. It's a bit more definitive. Maybe I'm thinking about going is a bit 50-50. I'm planning to go, it's more 70-30, wouldn't you say? So it's more certain. So the terrible, the horrible, I'm thinking to go. We would just say, I'm planning to go, salad listeners. That's right. This is our horrible mistake. What a mistake! Now, as you know, practice makes perfect. So the best way to get rid of these mistakes, deshacerse de, to get rid of these mistakes, is to practice, okay? So this is the interactive part of the program, salad listeners, okay? So interact with me here. I'm going to give an example in Spanish. I want to translate it into perfect English using planning, okay? Not thinking too, okay? That's right. Because you say planning in Spanish, planeando, planear. No, plan. So it's quite easy to get it into your active English, okay? Which is our goal here, to get this into active English and not make that silly mistake. Okay, you ready for our first example? Translate this into perfect English using planning to. Here we go. ¿Estás pensando ir? Are you planning to go? That's right. Are you planning to go? Are you thinking to go? Oh, no! Are you planning to go? Oh, yeah! Now, I know this is common because, you know, my students make these mistakes or make this mistake. Even some of my higher-level students from time to time will make this mistake. We don't want to do that. Just planning to. So get that into your head, okay? Okay, next. So, interact with us here. This is our next example. Are you ready? Pensaban visitarnos. They were planning to visit us. That's right. They were thinking to visit us. No. Yes, they were planning to visit us. Now, you could say they planned, in simple past, they planned to visit us. But we tend to use the present continuous and the past continuous with planning. So, yes, they're planning to visit us, or they were planning to visit us. Is that clear? Crystal clear, salad listeners. Let's have a look at another example. Here we go. Okay, next, translate this one for us. Pienso decírselo mañana. Pienso decírselo mañana. Okay. I'm planning to tell them tomorrow. I'm planning to tell them tomorrow. That's right. Now, did anyone say it in that sentence? Did anyone say I'm planning to tell them it? Or to tell it to them? So with tell, we don't need it. Me lo dijo, he told me. That's right. So, yes, he told me. I'm telling you. Te lo estoy diciendo, I'm telling you. We don't use the it in that sentence with tell, okay? So it would just be, pienso decírselo mañana. I'm planning to tell them tomorrow. That's all. Okay, next, here we go. ¿Piensa él tomar medidas? Interrogative. ¿Piensa él tomar medidas? Well, is he planning to take measures? Tomar medidas, take measures. Now, is he? So, is he planning to take measures? That's right, salad listeners. Is he thinking to take measures? No! Yes. Is he planning to take measures? That's right, salad listeners. Okay, let's have another one. Translate this into perfect English. Pensaba llamarte. Es decir, estaba pensando en llamarte. Something like that. You know, pensaba llamarte. So you could say, in the past, but we would use the present. Sorry, the past continuous we would use, okay? So, pensaba llamarte. I was thinking, no, I was planning to call you, that's right. I was planning to call you, that's right, salad listeners. Excellent stuff. This is the terrible I'm thinking to, right here on What a Mistake. Now then, yes, if you've just joined us, we're working with planning to, pensar hacer, planning to do something, okay? So, let's keep going, let's practice with these, okay? Here's our next example, translate this into perfect English using planning to. ¿Piensan venir? It's a question, ¿piensan venir? Are they planning to come? That's right. Are they planning to come? Yes, that's right, salad listeners. Excellent. Okay, let's have another one. ¿Cuándo piensan hacerlo? When are they planning to do it? That's all. When are they thinking to do it? No. When are they planning to do it? Oh, yeah. Okay, we have three more. Let's keep practicing with this, okay? So we have it in our heads, in our muscle memory, if you like. The brain's like a big muscle. Get in our active English. Okay, so here we go. Ella piensa comprar un piso. She's planning to buy a flat. You could say an apartment. For me, un piso is a flat, so she's planning to buy a flat. That's right, okay. then. Two more examples here, salad listeners. Two questions as well. It's always good to practice the interrogative, okay? ¿Dónde piensa él ponerlo? So, where is he planning to put it? That's right. So, where is he? Where's it? Where's he? And if it were she, where's she? Where's she? Where's she planning to put it? Where's he? Where's he planning to put it? Okay. Where's he planning to put it? That's right, salad listeners. Excellent. And we have one last one. Okay. So you want to go out on a high note, salir por la puerta grande, translate this into perfect English using planning to. Don't make that silly mistake with thinking to. No, we don't want to do that. Here we go. ¿Qué piensas decir? What are you planning to say? That's right, what are you planning to say? What are you thinking to say? No! What are you planning to say? Oh, yeah! Now then, do any of you admit that you've made this mistake before? Do you think you have this mistake under control now? I hope so. So let's just finish off here. All you have to do is repeat after me, okay? Just to make sure we really have this nailed down. Rematado, nailed down, okay? You ready? All you have to do is repeat after me. You have to translate anything at all, but this is interactives. Is interact with us here. Practice your English. Here we go. Say it loud and proud, wherever you may be. Here we go. Are you planning to go? Ah, very good. That's right. They were planning to visit us. So here's visit us. Like visitas? Visit us. They were planning to visit us. Okay, very good. So I want good intonation and good phonetics here as well, okay? I'm planning to tell them tomorrow. Okay, very good, salad listeners. That's right, I'm planning to tell them tomorrow. Here we go, are you ready? Repeat after me. Is he planning to take measures? Do that one more time. So is he would be is he. With a zzz, is he. Say with me, is he. Okay, so repeat after me. Is he planning to take measures? Okay, very good. That's the one, salad listeners. Okay, repeat after me. I was planning to call you. Ah, very good. That's right. Now, it's a very important sentence to have that, you know, in your active English. I was planning to call you. You know, so when a customer, you know, you've been maybe like putting off calling someone. Posponer, to put off. And they call you. Oh, hi! I was planning to call you. Pensaba llamarte. You know, I was just about to do it. So I was planning to call you. Okay, let's keep going. Repeat after me. Are they planning to come? So again, to come becomes ta come. Are they planning to come? Let's try one more time. Ta come. Are they planning to come? That's right, salad listeners. Repeat this one. Say it loud and proud. When are you planning to do it? Very good. So it's when are you planning to do it? We're emphasizing when and do there. That's right. Okay, just three more. That's all. Three more. Repeat after me. She's planning to buy a flat. Okay, very good. Un piso, flat. Okay, the penultimate one here. Are you ready? Here we go. Where's he planning to put it? Let's try that one more time. It says, where is he? Where's he? Where's he? Where's he? Here we go. Where's he planning to put it? That's much better. And finally here. What are you planning? Oh, hang on a minute. Yeah, what are you planning to say? That's right. What are you planning to say? Okay, not bad, salad listeners. Now, there's another option here. What are you planning to say? We could say whatcha. Whatcha, because it's what are you? Whatcha planning to say? What's your mind here in London? Native speakers, whatcha. Whatcha planning to say? You could say, what are you planning to say? Or you could say, what you're planning to say? You know, that native accent there. Let's try that. Repeat after me. Whatcha planning to say? Okay, so whatcha, whatcha, whatcha. One more time. Whatcha planning to say? Okay, very good, Stellan listeners. Excellent. So this has been the terrible, the horrible, I'm thinking to go. All you have to do is say, I'm planning to go. So pensar hacer is planning to do something. That's right, Stellan listeners. This has been What a Mistake. Excellent stuff, salad listeners. Now, just to finish off today, we have our conundrum, our test example, which was, we need to sort blank that problem with the supplier. Now, if you listened yesterday, you'll know that our star verb was a phrasal verb. It was to sort out, arreglar algo, resolver, arreglar. Okay? So, we need to sort out that problem with the supplier. Arreglar, resolver, to sort out. Very useful indeed. That can also be today's star verb as well, to sort out. Arreglar, resolver. So the answer was, we need to sort out that problem with the supplier. And over 88% got that correct. Well done, salad listeners. Yeah, that's all we have time for today, so we'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place, on The Salad.
Si no agarras el tema del inglés ahora, con decisión y firmeza, no llegarás a saberlo nunca. Siempre tendrás un nivel medio. Infórmate, grupobaugan.com.
¿Y a ti? ¿Se te hace cuesta arriba el inglés? Clases 100% método Vaughan para todos los niveles que te darán el empujón que necesitas para vencer todas tus dificultades con el idioma. Más información en el 9.